after those last two hymns that we sung. Aren't you glad you're saved? I know nothing better. Three people contending for the presidency of the United States. I wouldn't want to be president. But let's go on. Now we're going to continue on our subject that we have been pursuing recently. And it has been said that if you preach without a text, you're preaching on a pretext. So let's turn to our text, Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Chapter 5, verse 19. The works of the flesh, plural, works, activity. Verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit. Works, plural, fruit, one. Have you ever heard fruit grow? The work of the Spirit is silent. It's not noisy. Verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love. We've discussed that. Joy, we've discussed that. Peace, we've discussed that. Long-suffering, we've discussed that. Gentleness, goodness, faith is our subject for today. Faith. Many of your Bibles read faithfulness. Which is the better translation? Faithfulness. What is faith? Trust in God. F. Forgetting. A. All things. I. T. Trust. Him. H. Fully trusting in God. That is faith. What is being faithful? Faithful is being dependable, reliable, true-hearted, standing firm for the thing that you believe. And now we want to look at certain ones in the scripture, see their faith, and study their unfaithfulness. Hebrews chapter 11. Now you know my pattern. We turn to the scriptures. This is the only way I can do it. So we will be turning to several scriptures. And while you turn, listen. As those pages turn, if you listen carefully, you'll hear beautiful music. Try it. Listen very carefully. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. What shall I say more? Time would fail to tell me of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and so forth. Verse 33, who through faith? Samson was a man of faith. Judges chapter 16. Here we go, turning. But beloved, that's the only way to know the Bible. You just have to search and research, turn and compare. And by the way, when you do that, you'll be thrilled. The beauties you will find. It'll make you shout sometimes as you find one scripture fitting in with another. Judges chapter 16. Samson was a man of faith. Verse 22. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Verse 28. Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, that I may at once be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was born, of the one with his right hand, and the other with his left. Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. He bowed himself with all his might. The house fell upon the lords, and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Samson had faith. But did you know? The sad part is Samson was unfaithful. Judges chapter 14. Judges chapter 14. Verse 1. Samson went down to Timnath, saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. He came up and told his father and his mother and said, I have seen a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Get her for me to wife. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there not a woman among the daughters of thy people or brethren, or among all thy people, that thou goest to take a wife of the Philistines? Samson said unto his father, Get her for me. She pleases me well. He was unfaithful. There are many scriptures, I have them listed here, but we won't turn to them, where God's people were told not to mingle with the people outside. He marred his separation. Judges chapter 16. Verse 22. His hair began to grow. Verse 4. It came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Oh my. Verse 20. Then she, Delilah, said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. He awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. He knew not that the Lord was departed from him. He was unfaithful. He had faith, but he was unfaithful. And because he was unfaithful, he lost his sight. He marred his separation. I see a lot of our young folks here. Children, don't mar your separation. Do you hear me? Don't intimately mingle with the unsaved. Oh, you say, but in school, I have to work with another person. A person who is that's fine. Intimately smoking, drinking, using their language. In the work. Why, if you didn't talk to the unsaved, how would they know the Lord Jesus Christ saved them? It's the intimate relationship. That's what was wrong with Samson. Intimately mingling with the world. For the sake of time, 1 Kings chapter 3. First Kings chapter 3. Verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. Oh, if the Lord asked you, well, what would you want? If the Lord asked you that, what would you want? What would you ask for? More money? More beauty? More things? Verse 6. Solomon said, thou hast showed mercy unto thy servant David, my father. Great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. Thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, thou hast made me thy servant king instead of David my father. I am but a little child. I know not how to go in or come out. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give, therefore, thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. Who is able to judge this thy people so great? The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked for this thing. God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked for riches, or for the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern, behold, I have done according to thy words. I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise. I have given also thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be among the kings any like thee. And if thou walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments to thy father, I will lengthen thy days. Chapter 4, please. Verse 29. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much, largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom exceeded the wisdom of all the children of the east country, and all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than all men, than Ether the Ezrahite, Heman, Shechol, Dardah, the son of Mahol. His fame was in all the nations round about. God gave him wisdom. Would you like to understand a little of Solomon's wisdom? You read it later. Two ladies gave birth to a child. Each one gave birth to a child. One child died. Who was the mother of the remaining child? Both mothers claimed the remaining child. How would you solve that today? You take a little blood from mother one, little blood from mother two, little blood from baby one, little blood from baby two. Put them together. Do what we call DNA tests, and after a week to 10 days, give an answer. Solomon didn't have DNA, but he gave the answer right away. Was that wisdom? You want wisdom? Ask God for it. And I mean those of you that are in school. You want wisdom, you ask God to help you in school. When you go home, read Daniel chapter 1. Daniel and his three friends honored God. Final exams, Daniel and his three friends came out 1, 2, 3, and 4. You say, oh, that was a long time ago. No, that happens today. I think of two examples. Well, I'll give you one example. Two young ladies in the meeting went to nursing school. They worked hard. honored the Lord, came to the meetings, lived a godly life. Graduation day came, and between the two of them, they won all the prizes. You say that, but that doesn't happen today. Oh, yes, it does. You trust the Lord, and He'll help you spiritually and physically. But then something happened to King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 11. Verse 41. Well, verse 1. This wise man who had faith and trust in God, look what happened. Chapter 11, 1 Kings, verse 1. King Solomon loved many foreign women. We just read that about Samson, didn't we? Marring your separation. Don't do it, young folks. I think of a lovely young lady in New York. She marred her separation. She married an unsaved fellow from Africa. He only came over to and married her because he wanted citizenship. She took ill with cancer of the breast. I was going to say that rascal, but I won't say it. But that man, with his wife lying in the hospital with cancer of the breast, divorced her while she was in the bed. You know anything smaller than that? Don't mingle intimately with the unsaved. Let's read on. Verse 2. That is, he loved many strange women of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go into unto them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn your heart after their gods. Solomon clave to these in love. He had 700 wives. My, my, my. You have to be quite a fellow. One can present a problem. And he has 700. And mind you, he was a smart man. What happened to his brain? 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines. Oh my. What happened to this wise man? This man that had trust and faith in God. This man who wrote the Proverbs. This man who wrote Ecclesiastes. This man who wrote Song of Solomon. What happened to him? He became unfaithful. Verse 5. Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and went not fully after the Lord as David his father. He was unfaithful. What was the divine comment on this? Nehemiah chapter 13. Nehemiah chapter 13. Verse 23. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Their children spake half the language of Ashdod. I can tell you about that. My daughter and her husband had their first child. They were both very busy practicing medicine every day. So they employed a young lady to take care of the child. The young lady spoke Spanish. And the next thing you know, their child was speaking Spanish. Oh my. I won't go on to that. Now, where were we here? Chapter 13, Chapter 13, yes, verse 23. Verse 24 says, their children spake half the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons. Verse 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? That's where he marred his separation. That's where he showed his unfaithfulness. But let's go on, study another Bible character. First Kings chapter 13, we're right there. Verses 7 to 9. The king said unto the man of God. What a beautiful title. Man of God. What do they call you at school? What do they call you at work? A man of God? A woman of God? Oh, that's a beautiful title. The king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. The man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half your house, I will not go with you, neither will I eat bread or drink water in thy place. For it was charged me by God, saying, eat no bread, drink no water, nor turn again by the same way that thou wentest. So he went another way. The Lord told him, eat no bread. That's the divine command. Now come down to verse 12. Verse 11. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. His sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day. The words which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went. You know, he's called the man of God. He's called the man of God. He said unto his sons, verse 13, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. He said unto him, are you the man of God that came from Judah? He said, I am. Then he said, come home with me and eat bread. He said, I may not return with thee, nor go with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee. For it was told me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. Verse 18. But he, the old man, said, I am a prophet even like you. Oh my. An angel spoke unto me, saying, bring him back with thee to thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied. False prophets. He lied. And beloved, there are many false things in this world today. False prophets? Yes. We have a couple of people here in Washington that call themselves prophets. We are warned in the Word of God in Jeremiah 3 and 8 about false pens. False pens. People that write falsely. Be careful what you read. Now, I am very biased. I am very prejudiced. And you may not like my bias, and you may not agree with me. But I say to you young people, If you're going to read and you're going to study, study and read commentaries by brethren writers. I don't see any smiles. Many people don't like that. I'm biased, that's right. The most recent commentaries by brethren writers, what the Bible teaches, some of you have that. And if you don't have it, get it. Sound teaching. There's another, Assembly Writers. The Serious Christian. Classic Christian commentaries, all by Assembly Writers. I'm very biased. But if you get them and learn from them and see what God has spoken to them, then you will recognize that which is false. How do you test a false prophet? How do you know that a man is false? Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. How do you know if a man is telling the truth? How do you know if he's really a man of God? Eight and 20. Oh, yes, this is it. Note it well, beloved. To the law and to the testimony. That's the word of God. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Any man that tells you anything that's contrary to what is written in this book, that person is absolutely, completely, and totally wrong. And I make no apology. If they're contrary to this book, they're wrong. The Lord has blessed me to have studied under some outstanding people. I remember Professor Harrow. He was a biochemist. And one week he lectured to us on the vitamins. And on the last lecture on Friday, one student raised his hand, "Professor Harrow, can you give us any references so that we can get more information?" Professor Harrow said, "My dear man," there were no ladies in the class, "my dear man, I am the world's single outstanding authority on the subject. I have told you all that I know. There's nobody that can tell you anymore." Have you ever had a teacher like that? I've had three like that. Professor Harrow. A couple of weeks later, Professor Harrow was lecturing. And he said, "Now, gentlemen, before I lecture to you, I'm going to show you something. Here is a piece of brimstone. I'm going to put it into the fire, leave it there, and we'll lecture." And Professor Harrow lectured for 1 hour. Then he said, "Let's see what happened to the brimstone." He put in a tongue and took out. He said, "See, brimstone does not burn." Do you know what he's getting at? The book of God says that hell will burn with fire and brimstone. Professor Harris said, "Brimstone does not burn. Who's right? What was I supposed to do? Run home? "Mommy, Daddy, the Bible was wrong. There's a mistake in there. Professor Harrow showed that brimstone doesn't burn." But I didn't do that. I tell you, I was upset. I prayed. There was no one that I could go to. Nobody in the assembly knew anything about chemistry and brimstone. About 2 weeks later, Professor Harrow invited the professor of chemistry from Columbia University to lecture to us. And I was there. I don't remember the man's name. I don't remember what he looked like. I don't remember the subject that he spoke on. I remember one sentence that he said. He said, "Gentlemen, you can make anything burn if you make the fire hot enough." That's why Mr. Harrow's brimstone didn't burn. The fire wasn't hot enough. Oh. Aren't you glad you're going to heaven? Hell is going to be hot. If it's in this book, it's right. False prophets, we read about them in the Gospel of Mark. Before I left New York, there was a man there. He claimed to be Christ resurrected. False Christ, we read about them too in Matthew. The thing that amazed me, the number of people that followed him. I said, how can people be so, how can they be so nonsensical? I use that word instead of foolish. A man says he is the resurrected Christ, and all of these people following him. Do you know what happened to that man one day? He died. False Christ, false teachers, false brethren. And they're seeping in among the assemblies with a lot of false teaching. I read an article in the past week listing at least 11 false teachings that have come into the United States within the last 5 years. Beware of false teachers. How do you tell a false teacher? Matthew, I've just given you Isaiah, Matthew chapter 16. How do you tell a false teacher? Matthew chapter 16. Verse 13. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am? I, the Son of Man, am." They said, "Some say you are John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "Whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father is in heaven." The Christ, the Son of the living God. And when you turn to 1 John chapter 4, do it at home, you will find that anyone who does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God is an antichrist. Now, in the last week, they have been celebrating the birth and death of Martin Luther King. Great man, great deliverer, they say. Back in New York, before we came down here, I was responsible for our Sunday school class. And Mr. King's name came up. "Oh, he's a great man, a great deliverer." I said, "Brother, there's only one deliverance that you need. Deliverance from sin. That will answer all the social questions." Did you realize that? Here we are, some from one place, some from another place, some one color and others another. All one through our Lord Jesus Christ. Martin Luther King was due to speak at a graduation at the City College that week. One of the students in the class was graduating. I said to him, "Get to Mr. King and ask him, what does he think of Christ? Whose son is he?" The next Sunday, the class was full. What did the King's, they call him Reverend King. Holy and Reverend is God's name, and nobody else is Reverend. What did Dr. King say? Did you ask him the question? What do you think of Christ, whose son is he? He said, "Yes, I asked him the question." What did he say? He said, he glared at me and he said nothing. What think you of Christ is the answer to your eternal destiny. Mr. King said nothing. Beware of false teachers. Then there's false knowledge. Evolution. I won't talk on evolution. I could take a long time. That's one of my favorite subjects. Another time we're going to talk about it. The Big Bang. Oh my. Where did the things come from that made the bang? And how did the bang become a bang? Who decided that these two, whatever it was that came together, would be a bang? But I better not go into that subject. False teachers. Oh, the time is almost up. 2 Kings chapter 14. 2 Kings chapter 14. Faith and faithfulness. 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 21. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, which was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Elath and restored it to Judah after that the king slept with his fathers. Chapter 15 and verse 1. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, began Azariah, son of Amaziah, to reign. 16 years old was he when he reigned. He reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechabiah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all his father Amaziah had done. Good. He had faith. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. He had a good start. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Verse 16. When he was strong, oh my. When he was strong, his heart was lifted up, pride, to his destruction. He transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple to burn incense. Azariah the priest went in after him with 80 priests of the Lord. They withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, "It appeareth not to you to offer incense unto the Lord." Verse 10. Then was Uzziah angry, had a censer in his hand to burn incense, while he was yet wroth with the priests, leprosy came upon him. He started out well, a man of faith. He became unfaithful. Read it in 2 Chronicles. Do you know what was his trouble? Pride. Pride. Pride is the oldest sin. Did you know that? Not Adam and Eve. Before them, the angels rose up. Satan rose up. Read it in the book of Isaiah. 6 times he says, I will, I will, I will. I will be like the Most High. That's where sin started. Pride. That's the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know he wasn't proud? Some people are proud of their wealth. The Lord didn't have any. Said he has not where to lay his head. Some people are proud of where they were born. He was born in Nazareth. Read about Nazareth. Oh, that was a terrible place. And he wasn't proud of his good looks. Did you know that? He hath no form or comeliness that we should desire. Lord wasn't good looking. Those pictures that you see that these great artists make, he didn't look like that. Well, we are told in the book of Isaiah, when they finished brutalizing the Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't look like a human being. You never see that in the great pictures. No pride. I hear on the radio, a man there, if your children don't behave and don't respond, send them to me. I'll teach them how to behave. The Lord always behaved. He was subject to his parents. No pride. And the beautiful thing, you remember when he was on the cross? All these people against him, he said, Father, forgive them. No resentment. What a Savior. No pride. Oop. Time to stop. I'm going to stop with one more example. Oh, Brother Hezekiah. Dear Brother Hezekiah, let's read about him. 2 Kings chapter 19. Verse 8. So the Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah. For he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. When he heard say of Tyrkira, king of Ethiopia, behold, he has come to fight against thee. He sent messengers again unto Hezekiah. Messages to Hezekiah, saying, thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly. Shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which thy fathers have destroyed, as Gozan, Haran, Rephes, the children of Eden, which were in Telazar? Where is Hamath, the king of Arphad, king of Seraphim, Hena and Ever? Now, notice verse 14. This is a challenge. That's the letter he received. Hezekiah received the letter from the hands of the messengers and read it. Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. What do we learn from that below? Here is a challenging letter sent from a wicked king. Hezekiah reads it, takes it to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Lord, that's what the king said against me. The power of prayer. Moses prayed, and God delivered the children of Israel. Joshua prayed, the sun stood still. Jonah prayed, and God delivered him. The thief on the cross prayed, and the Lord said, today you shall be with me in paradise. Peter was in prison. The saints prayed, and Peter came knocking at the door. The power of prayer. Hezekiah led that insulting letter before the Lord. And what do you think happened? Verse 35. It came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 144,500. When they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. God answers prayer. Let us not only have faith, but let us be faithful. I think we better stop here, and in the will of the Lord, we will continue on Wednesday evening. A hymn in closing, stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. Number 589 to the tune of 590. The words of 589, the tune of 590. Stand up. Now let me get out of the way here and give place.